Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all, and thank you for tuning in live to Prophetic Miracle Ministries. I am your host tonight, our prophetess, Ellen Bynum, right out of Raleigh, North Carolina. This is not a scheduled normal show tonight for Open Line Prophecy. Normally, I air live on Sundays at 6 p.m., but being obedient to the Spirit of God, he wanted me to get on line this hour. If you would like to call into the show to receive the word of the Lord, you may do so by dialing area code 347-884-9664, or you can email me at my Gmail account at propheticmiracleministries@gmail.com. So God bless you all, and thank you all for listening live tonight. As the Lord will lead me accordingly, right now there aren't any calls in the switchboard. But just in case if you're listening live to me, with me tonight, I should say, excuse me, I want to, while the phone lines are empty, I want to speak to you about three important keywords: faith, obedience, and sacrifice. And you have time to actually write these three words down: faith, obedience, and sacrifice. Now, so if a caller comes to the switchboard, we will open up the line. But if a caller doesn't call, then I'm just going to take it that this is the word that God wanted me to release. Now, when we think about those three words, faith, obedience, and sacrifice, what person that comes to mind to me is Abraham. From the Bible. I know in Genesis chapter 22, and I'm not going to read any scriptures, and you don't need your time, you can just pull it. In Genesis chapter 22, tells the story of Abraham and the test the Lord put him through. Now, according to what the scriptures say, Abraham was one of the godliest people who ever lived. Abraham was willing to do whatever it took to please God. Sometimes God puts us through the fire in order to test our love and devotion to him. This is going to bless somebody. So God told Abraham to take Isaac, which is his son, which was his son of promise, I should say, whom he loved dearly, and to offer him to the Lord. Now, some of us can't even give about stick of gum or candy or coat, bag, dress. But I'm just going to say what God has given me on this hour. Now, that's some serious stuff when those sacrifices come through. And I see you, Ms. Q, caller, area code 863. I will be opening up the line to you very shortly. Now, the Lord had told Abraham to take his only son and to sacrifice him on the altar. And I'm going to pause right there, and we're going to come back to that as God has given us these three powerful words: faith, obedience, and sacrifice. And I'm going to come back to that. I want to open up the phone line to area code 863. God bless you.
Hi, how are you?
Okay. Are you calling into the show for your prophecy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is there anything particular you would like to ask me?
No, it's the general.
I can't hear you.
Just general, ma'am. No, specific question.
Yes. Do you have anything? Do you have a question that you want to ask me?
Just right now, I'm just kind of like, I've been going through a lot and just trying to find out where things are headed and just a little confused at the same time. Just needing a little bit of advice or any help that can be given to me.
Okay. Well, the first thing I want to tell you, you really answer the question yourself. You are confused about a lot of things. And most of your confusion comes with you. You'll have yourself focused to do one thing, and you're so easy to be distracted by another, and that affects your original intention. So when you set a plan to move forth, to do something, do it without any hesitance. Do it without what other people think or say. Do it. Sometimes you have to step out of the box in order to see what great power you have. Most of your confusion is what you put in your mind to what others think. And in this life, you have to live it to what has been given to you to live with.
Right.
And that's every area of your life. Stop changing your mind because maybe what you think or what you see or what you were told or what was said to you, and go forth with great power, trusting the Lord, trusting God, knowing that he's able to do anything beyond the situation. Amen? Carl, are you there with me, 863?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. I'm here. I agree.
Yes.
I agree with that.
Yes. So I hope that's a help with you because that's your biggest problem. You have to let go of people. People will kill you.
I agree.
Excuse me?
I agree with that. I agree 100% with that. What you're
right.
Saying.
So I want you to take that and I want you to run with it because if not, it's going to destroy the goodness that's in you. Sometimes you have to
right.
cover your ear to what you hear from other people. Amen?
Go ahead.
Okay. God bless you, and I want you to stay and listen to the rest. One thing before I let you go, the name Jason just came up. There could be anybody in the switchboard, but why have you live? I want to see if Jason is connected to you.
Jason? I have a friend of mine, her brother passed away. His name is Jason. He's really young. He's close.
Okay, what I want you to do is get in contact with her. She's a very good people, I can say. She has a very good spirit. And I want you to spend a little bit more time with her because she will be great help to you. She will share some things with you. You'd be surprised.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, God bless you. You're welcome. God
Thank
bless you.
You.
Wow, and that was the word of the Lord. I'm going to open up the phone lines to area code 843, and then I'll be opening up the phone line to area code 404, followed by area code 904. I tell you, the word of the Lord is so powerful, and don't worry, I'm going to get all of you in the call box. But I just want to say that when God has given a word, take that word and run with it. Take it, run with it in prayer and believe that it will happen. And believe that if God has given that word, then it surely will come to pass. I'm going to open up the lines right now to area code 843. God bless you, Erico 843.
God bless you.
And how are you?
I'm fine.
Well, let me tell you something. The Lord say, take you next, and you were not next. And I know that I have an order as the call come in, but when the Holy Spirit leads me to do something else, I'm obedient to it. You hear me, every call, 843?
Yes.
Yes. Let me just say this. You have so much that is going on, and before I even open my mouth, I'm going to give you the privilege to what area that you want to speak about, because there's a lot going on. Area code 843, are you with me? Area code 843. Okay, we'll come back to area code 843. I'm going to open up the lines to area code 404. Area code 404.
Hello.
Yeah, God bless you. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, well, I'm doing great. As long as I know that you're doing great, what's troubling
you
this hour? No, no, no. You got a lot of things on your mind.
Yes, I was actually just calling to get a word.
Well, you know what? Let me give you the word that the Lord gave to me first for you. Let's deal with your relationship. And area code 843, I still see you in the switchboard. Or maybe you got kicked out. If you come back, I'll take you. Let's start with your relationship. Let's talk about that first. It comes to a point when you have to know when enough is enough. You come to a point that if you decide enough is enough, you have to decide what's going to be alternative or motive to correct the situation or walk away from the situation. Going back and forth in the same situation is only going to dent your heart and put trouble inside of your heart, trouble inside of your spirit, and trouble inside your life.
Mm-hmm.
Your family, number two, you have to make the decision whether you're going to listen to your mother or you're not going to listen to your mother. If you choose not to listen to your mother, make sure that you have a good alternative motive as to why you're not going to listen to your mother and make sure that it's correct. Your biggest problem is that you think you know it all. And I'm saying it very softly because I'm not here to hurt you, but I'm here to correct whatever God is saying needs to be correct in your life. Sometimes you don't know. Sometimes you think you know, but sometimes you don't know. And you have to make up in your mind that you have to have an opening to allow people to come in and trust and believe that whom God has sent, they have sent for a reason in your life. Because technically, there's really nothing wrong with you but what you created, what you allow others to create. That's all that is going on with you right now. And I don't know if you want to talk about those areas, but that's what's going on with you right now.
I was calling because, you know, I am dating and, you know, I just came to the point, too, where I was like, I really would like a husband. And
you really
were, a husband.
You really were like what?
And a husband. And
let me stop you. Husband is not coming. A husband is not coming yet.
Okay.
You know why a husband is not coming? Because I just spoke to you about relationships. It doesn't matter if you are not in a relationship. See, our biggest problem as women, and I want to take my time and call as I see you, 843, at area code 44.
Hello? Yeah, I'm sorry, your phone is breaking up. Hello? 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 Hello?
I am here. I am listening. You said unmuted?
Yeah.
God bless you all. You know, as always, there's always technical difficulties, and, you know, God has a way of doing things and changing things. But I'm going to go back and open up the phone lines to area code 904, and I do apologize for technical difficulties. Area code 904?
Good evening. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you. I had got disconnected from the phone line. But what I wanted to say to you is that the biggest problem sometimes that we have as women, we seek a husband with a wounded heart and sometimes a broken spirit.
Yeah.
What I want
you
to
do. That was the last caller that you were talking to. That was not me. That was Harry Co. 404 that you were talking to.
Okay, well, I'm talking to Harry Co. 904 now, correct?
Correct. But I didn't say nothing about
no husband. Okay. Well, I do apologize. I will open up the lines back to you once I get back to area code 404, and I do apologize
okay.
for that.
No
I'll
problem.
Open up
no
the
problem.
Line. Then. Yes, okay. God bless you, and I do apologize for
That's
that.
Fine.
Area code 404?
Yes, this is me.
Yes,
thank
okay,
you,
I do apologize. Well, 904, well, you know what? I had to think 904 because 904 is our co-host. Because she said, wait a minute, I ain't saying nothing about a husband. Well, what little 904 know, we're going to talk about a husband for her. But let me finish up with you. And, again, I apologize to everybody. What I want you to do this season is to focus more on yourself, cleaning out the old wounds of relationships before you get in the habit of seeking a husband. And a lot of times we come into the marriage with the same baggage only to be disappointed over, over, and over again. So that's what
mm-hmm.
I need you to focus on in this season. Okay?
Okay, question. I've been like,
yes, my dear.
Hearing this a long time. I hear that. I hear this a lot. And I believe that I was doing, like, I don't, when I tell you, I don't know what else is there to do because I've been working on that.
Well, you know
and
what?
And I think I've been like.
Guess what?
Guess what?
I have to stop you. You've been working on it, but spiritually, I'm talking about the inside. You have to deep go inside of who you are. Whatever it is that you have been through, whatever happened. Dig back into your spirit. Get that same thought of what happened. See, your ends need to be cleaned out. See, and this is what we got to understand about a man. See, it's the inside. It's the spiritual inward that we have to work on as women. We spend too much money on the outside, and the inside is dead. So I need you mm-hmm. to dig inside and learn more about who you are. In this season, don't worry about what people have told you. I tell you, if you take this word from the Lord with faithfulness and believe and trust in Him, it shall and will come to pass. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. God God bless you, and thank you for your patience as well. Amen?
Definitely. Amen.
Amen. Area code 904, God bless you.
God bless you.
Do you hear what I'm saying? We got to thank every code 404. She said, thank you, thank you, thank you. She said, I ain't say nothing about her husband. But we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that because you might have talked too soon. God bless you, and thank you for calling into the show.
Yes, ma'am. This is my first time calling. Maybe
okay.
In the past time, but I thought you were not on air, so
right.
I was trying tonight.
Yeah, I had just got out the hospital. Yeah. That's why I wasn't able to come live Sunday, November 1st.
Okay.
All right. Anything in particular you would like to? Well, you know, God is good. Okay. The devil try to kill me every day. But God keeps me for a reason.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Anything in particular you wanted to speak about?
Permanent employment in my own home statement again.
Now, you got me on speaker because it's hard to hear you now.
Okay. Let me...
Is that better?
Oh, that's much better.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Employment in my own place to say I'm staying with a cousin right now.
Okay, okay. Well, let me ask you something. I'll tell you. Let me tell you. Mm-hmm.
You know, independent, I mean.
Uh-huh.
I've lived on my own.
Okay.
With my mom until she passed 14 years ago.
Okay, okay. All right, now let me say something to you. Let me tell you what I do see. I see you around children. I don't know if that's at a daycare agency or babysitting or whatever that may be, but I see you around children. And not only that I see you around children, this is also could be a place of employment for you. Have you babysit? Or ever worked at a daycare center before?
Oh, absolutely not. I do,
okay.
However, in the daytime, volunteer at a nonprofit, and there is a Head Start program in another building across the, you know, I mean, it's the same company, but it's across the street.
Okay, well, I see you connected to them for employment. Now, I don't know if you're aware of it. You never know what position they might be looking for, or if not even nearby in the area, maybe it might be another location. But I see you connected with them as far as employment is concerned.
Hmm.
Yes. And you mentioned about getting your own place. Yes.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you mentioned about getting your own place. Now, I want to ask you this. I'm going to tell you what state came up. Houston, Texas.
I wasn't planning to relocate there.
Do you know anybody in Houston, Texas?
Oh, gosh. Kind of distant as far as a, like a friend of a friend. I mean,
okay.
A brother of a friend, yeah.
Okay, okay. Now, I'm going to talk about the third thing. You said you didn't ask nothing about no husband. I see you and him connected very closely, very closely. Now, I don't know what happened in the past or whether you connected by communication by telephone or by email or whatever, but you're going to be connected to Houston, Texas, as well as this person. Let me see. The name Janet comes up. Janet, you know, like the famous singer Janet Jackson? Well, the first name Janet came up. Who is Janet?
Right at this moment, that doesn't register. I can't visualize it's
okay.
Janet.
Okay.
Now, Janet could also be from Houston, Texas area as well. So, you know, just keep that in mind, you know, as you be faithful in your prayer, you know, that God would open up your heart and soul so that you'll be able to have clarity and understand in those areas. And the last thing that I want to say to you, you mentioned about your mother being deceased for 14 years. I still
yes,
see your heart. I still see your heart, how can I say it, bleeding and crying still from her death. Is that fair enough for me to say with all respect?
Well, it's fair enough.
Okay. I want to let you know this day that you can let that go because she's at peace. She's at peace. And she wants you to be at peace, she said. And she said that you're not at peace. She said, let go, and she's fine. And she said, you needed to know that, and you needed to hear that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So I pray to God that all these things have been a blessing for you and that you would just definitely take heed to what God has given on this hour. And don't forget the things that I mentioned to you. And as you call into the show and God reveals, you know, just let it be a testimony to what God has done, and we give him all the glory and honor. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And I love you. And you anytime.
Love.
I just want you to be encouraged, okay?
All right. Thank you.
God bless you. Wow. You know, we thank God tonight. I thank Erico 843 for you staying on the line, and even Erico 904. You know, sometimes, let me just say this. We have about 90 seconds. You know, a lot of times when people hear the word of the Lord or prophecy from one of God's people, a lot of times the people hear the word and, you know, they go by their business. But I'm encouraging you tonight that if you take whatever prophetic words that God has given me tonight, and before you all had came on the line, I was talking about faith, obedience, and sacrifice, and I was talking about Abraham, but I'm not going to talk about that now because we don't have time. I want you all to come back on Sunday at 6 o'clock, and it is time that we begin to see the blessings and the promises of the things of the Lord. So I want to thank all of my listeners, all of those in the call box. I would also like to just apologize for the technical difficulty. And actually, that was a good thing. Because, baby, if the devil ain't on your track, then I question your walk. So I thank God that all of the callers faithfully was patient. They called back in. I especially want to thank area code 404. She's not with us. But God bless her tonight. Area code 843, area code 863, area code 904. And a lot of people just dropped out the call box once they see how God was bringing confirmation. Don't fear what God is going to speak. It's never to hurt you. It's only to correct you so that you can grow. So from my heart and to my sister, to our co-host for the night, our sister that blessed us tonight, a little mixed up with the phone calls. God bless you all, and I'll speak to you on Sunday, November 8th at 6 p.m. God bless you all.